Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura, flying at you at the speed of sound. Laura on the KX cruise in Bermuda, we'll check with her this morning. Rumor has it she was going to try snorkeling, maybe the Bermuda Triangle, which I think is a bad idea. But the most important thing is she wanted to rent a moped so she could drive on the wrong side of the road. We'll see how that works out later on this morning. Later on this week, as in tomorrow, the Selins Grove High School baseball team plays for the state championship. And this is the buzz of the community. I mean, everybody's talking about it. I think it's great. And I think the team itself is great. I'm doing a little scouting on them yesterday, and I found out that it's a very young baseball team. So they're in the state championship. So let's not go overboard and be like ESPN or Fox Sports or anything and say, well, they could be in the championship for the next 3 years. Let's not do that. Let's take it one at a time, please. All right, let's take it one at a time. That's how they got here. An exciting 3-0 win over Hamburg, a great baseball team from the Philly area. And, you heard news guy Matt talking about it yesterday. Hamburg, bases loaded, two outs in the bottom of the last, and the batter up hit what looked to be a walk-off grand slam, which would have given him the 4-3 win. However, the ball did not make it over the fence. A warning track catch, and the Seals go to the finals against the Beaver Bobcats tomorrow afternoon. Our sister station, Eagle 107, you know them as the home for Selins Grove Sports. They'll be carrying the game. Pre-game, 1:15. First pitch about 1:30 from State College out of Penn State. And everybody's talking about it. It's just the greatest thing. It's like, this is like, you know,
it's beyond excitement, okay?
Yeah. It's like, we had like a little bit of an earthquake yesterday that people felt in Sunbury. They're still talking about Selins Grove baseball. It's like, hey, did you feel that earthquake? No. But how about those Seals?
How about them Seals? Yeah, they are talking about it at Shikellamy.
Yeah.
Well, they're rooting for them because it's a Valley team now. It stops being the rival and it starts being the great team from the Valley that hopefully win a state championship.
I totally agree with you. And isn't that the Valley? Isn't that what we're all about? Like, we're rivals during the season, but as teams drop off and there's only one remaining, we go, hey, let's go Selins Grove. I think it's great.
Right. And until August 25th, and then that all goes away. And then they, quite frankly, they suck again. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. Let's then football starts and we hate each other, you know. But Mark Lawrence with sports commentary. That's pretty heavy.
Oh, yeah. TC Sports.
Okay.
Isabella's.
Yes.
Murray Motors.
Yes.
I'm going to keep going.
Now, the list goes on and on. These are all businesses that stepped up to make this broadcast tomorrow possible.
Well, there's two dozen. I'm not going to read them all, but we got them posted at 94KX.
There you go.
WQKX.com.
Yep, we got them. And we can't talk enough about it. We'll chat later. It would be great to have one of the ballplayers on the show, but, you know, there's all these PIAA rules and blah, 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 blah. We'll stay away from that. But you can catch the game again tomorrow, 1:15, first pitch, 1:30, Eagle 107, sister station of 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, with some late night TV.
Lawmakers in New York have introduced legislation that would prohibit companies from charging different prices for similar men's and women's product, like shampoo, conditioner, and body wash. Said men, wait, that's not all one thing?
94KX. Get you ready for Flashback Friday. Prince, probably my favorite Prince song. I've always had a hard time picking out just one. I was such a huge Prince fan back in the 80s, saw him in concert several times. From Purple Rain, I Would Die For You. News coming up next, a check on sports and AccuWeather as well. Father's Day weekend coming up, and I don't know if you saw the latest Budweiser campaign, but it is really cool because nowadays a lot of kids have stepdads, so it's called Father's Day, and sometimes stepdads are left behind, and maybe that's not a good idea. Because sometimes your stepdad is the only dad, the only guy you've known. Listen to this.
Mark is my technically stepdad, but really my dad.
This is my wonderful stepdad, Randy. It feels like he's been around forever.
This is my lovely stepdad of 28 years now. I should say just dad at this point.
I didn't really have like a close relationship with my like actual dad. So when I met Mark, I was like, oh, this is like what a dad is.
When I met Paul 28 years ago, I was a fiery little a brat.
You said it, not me. As a stepfather, you know, you have boundaries and, you know, the relationship, like, it develops over time. And I just took things, you know, day by day, and, you know, we grew as a family.
Hats off to Budweiser for addressing that issue, because maybe on the calendar there is an official National Stepdad's Day or whatever, but nobody pays attention to it. So why don't we just incorporate it into Father's Day? Now, there's a second part of this campaign from Budweiser. You may or may not see this on TV, but it's actually the stepchildren finally asking their dads to adopt them.
It's one of those things I don't think you ask for, right? Like, you're not like, you know, one day I'm going to be a stepfather. I wanted to actually ask you to, like, legally adopt me, because I've been using your last name anyways. If you could just, like, actually, like, legally adopt me, I think it would be, like, kind of just, like, a beautiful ceremonial thing, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I think it would be...
So how do you envision your wedding?
I want you to be the one to walk me down the aisle, but more than that, I was wondering if you'd adopt me and become my dad for real.
That's great stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Hats off to Budweiser for a great campaign. You know, it's not about just selling beer, just like Nike isn't about selling sneakers anymore. It's about making a change in the world. So I don't drink Budweiser, but will that make me buy some? I don't know. But did that touch me deeply? Yes, it did.
Same sentiments here.
There you go. So if you have a stepdad this Sunday... yeah, celebrate Father's Day. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. And as we talked earlier this hour, Father's Day is coming up this weekend.
And now, Father's Day tips from the elderly.
Oh.
When you open your stupid gift your kids give you, like a tie or a coffee cup,
yeah,
I always think it's funny to say, well, that sure makes up for the $250,000 it took to raise you.
That was a Father's Day tip.
Thank you.
From the elderly.
It's nice to hear from my grandfather every once in a while on the show. here's something I've been noticing, though, including on this show with some of our national advertisers. They assume that, you know, Father's Day is coming. Time to buy that power tool. Like, what? I don't want any power tools. I don't know how to use any of them. You know what I mean? I had a garage full of power tools. Somehow they disappeared after the divorce, but I don't know. I mean, I don't need another batch. I don't need, like, nothing says, I love you, Dad, like a reciprocating saw. You know what I mean? And what's the other thing with, like, grilling? I mean, all right, I love to cook on the grill, but I already have one. So it's like, get Dad that new grill. No. No, why don't you get off your lazy arse and cook something on the grill for Dad? You know, and clones. What do I see on TV? We don't have them around here. I didn't see one at the Monroe Marketplace recently. Men's Warehouse, announcing the Father's Day sale. Buy one shirt and tie for $500 and get the next one free. I got enough shirts and ties. And by the way, ties are kind of out of style anymore. If you're going to wear a sport coat and a button-down shirt, just undo the first couple buttons and now you're styling. So I don't need any buy one tie, get one free deal. You know what I want? You know what I want for Father's Day? I want my kids to call me. And if they could muster up enough emotion, tell me that they love me. That's all I want. I don't even want to text anymore. Happy Father's Day, Dad. Oh, thanks for texting. I'd like to hear your voice. How's that? I realize they can't visit. My children are all grown and live far away. But hey, just a phone call. Leave the reciprocating saw behind. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I guess I'm the sucker. I'm stuck here in the studio and she's in Bermuda driving on the wrong side of a road on a motorcycle. Yeah, we'll check with Laura coming up maybe next hour. See how it's going with the whole KX crew aboard that cruise to Bermuda.
Wait, she took a motorcycle?
That's what she was planning on doing today. She's going to rent a motorcycle and you have to drive on the wrong side of the road.
I know, right? Because it's not, yeah.
Yeah, I've done it before. It's really a gas. So we'll see. We'll see how she's doing. We'll check on it. I was just thinking, hey, moms, you're up early this morning. Dads, you're going to work, whatever. The kids, they're out of school. They're driving you crazy already, right? Yeah, they are. You can admit it. That's all right. A new survey found 27% of parents use the bathroom as a private sanctuary. Isn't that funny?
That's not surprising. Do you speak from experience?
Yes.
Okay.
They would find me in the man cave, and they had no problem, you know, coming in the man cave and bouncing all over the couches. And so sometimes you'd just pretend like you have to go to the bathroom, and you just go in there and shut the door and say, oh my God, get me away from these kids. Why did I have so many kids? What am I doing? And when you have three kids all close in age, it's like you have 10 kids. Like, it's just, so yes, 27% of moms and dads use the bathroom as a sanctuary. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Duly noted.
And then my three daughters became teenagers, and I realized the garage was better. To just hide in the garage with the dog. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:16. Good morning. Three great sporting events to talk about this morning. If you're a hockey fan, the Stanley Cup wrapped up in Game 7 last night.
10 seconds to go. The longest wait for a first title any team in this league has had. For the first time in their history, the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions. And the reaction from the Enterprise Center.
That's pretty cool.
18,500 in Busch Stadium. Raining earlier.
That is just amazing. They won it on the road, so they were able to pack the Enterprise Center and Busch Stadium in St. Louis to watch on the Jumbotron the St. Louis Blues beat the Boston Bruins in Boston. Now, I'm a Boston fan. I was a little disappointed, but hey, congratulations to St. Louis winning their first ever Stanley Cup. Now there's another big sporting event, first ever. You may have heard about this last night. Maybe not. The first ever booty slapping championship. It was held in Russia. Women competed to smack each other's rear ends so hard that the opponent would take a step forward and be disqualified. Anybody? Anybody watch this? Was there coverage? No, I don't think so. Imagine this as an Olympic event someday. Booty slapping. Wow. Me, I'm excited about Selins Grove baseball. You know, even when I talk about it, I get excited. I played Little League, I played Teener League, I played Legion Ball. My high school wouldn't let me play for them because I was on the track team. I wanted to be the first ever, I don't know, Bo Jackson. Who knows? So I chose to run for the track team, but I played City Ball. Just love baseball. I just love baseball. So, like, I feel like I hope we all feel like kids again when we support the Selins Grove Seals. I feel like I'm a kid again, and I want to, like, just play ball or feel what they're feeling. The Selins Grove Seals against the Beaver Bobcats in the state championship game. That's a PIAA Class Quad A, if the amounts of A's mean something to you. Anyway, it happens tomorrow afternoon at Penn State, and we've got the game on our sister station, Eagle 107. Eagle 107, by the way, is the home for Selins Grove sports, hands down. Kevin Hearn, Ray Moyer have the call, 1:15, the pregame. All the details now, but hey, all I have to do, and like Mark Lawrence said it early this morning on the show, it doesn't matter if you're not from Selins Grove or not. This, when you get to the state championship game, this is when everybody as a community joins together and says, go Seal. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
Microsoft just announced they're launching a new product line in Australia associated with their Xbox gaming system. It's an Xbox body wash, body spray, and deodorant. Yeah, because if there's one thing that's important to people who play video games for 18 hours straight, it's personal hygiene.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Catching our breath. We have so much to talk about, so much to do today, including a 130th anniversary coming
up. Yeah.
That's one heck of a birthday, buddy.
That is, absolutely.
130 years. We'll have special guests in the studio coming up. Celebrity birthdays. Nobody in music celebrating a birthday today, so that means news guy Matt and I don't have to sing. However,
I'm disappointed.
I have to sneak this one in for you.
Okay.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Oh, my.
From Full House.
How old are they now?
They're 33 years old today.
Wow.
33.
Although I call out a little bit of a violation on both of them for not being in Fuller House.
Okay.
Just saying.
How could you call it Fuller House when the house isn't as full as
exactly.
It used to be?
Exactly.
Very good.
I just don't get why they didn't want to participate in it.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah. They wanted to see Baby Michelle all grown up.
There you go.
Messed up, man.
What are we doing? Oh, the local celebrities.
Yeah,
yes,
that.
We call them Tom and Laura's birthday buddies. Happy birthday to Laura Case from Danville. She's 34.
Bruce McNair from Beavertown is 56. Happy birthday.
Lisa Klein is 59 today.
Carla Ferry from Milton is 48. Happy birthday.
Marlene Ford is 56 today.
Chad Bonner from Paxinus is 47. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Megan Powell of Sunbury. She's 33.
Big 3-0 today for Doug Dorman. Happy birthday.
Mike Krebs from Northumberland is 36.
Gary Click from Sealands Grove is 47. Happy birthday.
Patricia Gresh is 45 today.
Gina Bradley from Washingtonville is 43. Happy birthday.
Sherry Bowersox is 68 today.
Gene Spilays is 42. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Susan Honecker. She's 35.
Joe Napick from Meadowview is 36. Happy birthday.
Wendy Davis from Sealands Grove. Great soccer mom. Love that lady. She's 49 today.
John Yogodzinski is 34 today. Happy birthday.
Wendy Zimmerman from Cowan is 41.
And Kenneth Kippel from Sealands Grove, 28 today. Happy birthday.
There you go. Nobody on the text club. And
I don't think anybody on the book of faces. I'll double check that.
Everybody's got a birthday. If you want to be a birthday buddy, all you've got to do is call the Ford Fun Line anytime, toll free. 1-800-326-94KX. But the easiest way, and some people do use social media. However, the easiest way would be to be a member of our text club, because that's where we get our database. Every day at about this time, it's Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
94KX. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with the segment we like to call Tom and Laura Live. We bring guests into the studio to talk about their events or whatever's going on in the community. Right here in our community, there's a 130th celebration coming up, a 130th anniversary of Zimmerman Motors. Let's start with that, okay? We have Bob Zimmerman with us and Troy Zimmerman. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to be here. And 130 years, I have not been here for all 130 years. Just clarify that.
Bob, you're the elder statesman of Zimmerman's. What's your earliest memory? Maybe your grandfather and you or your dad?
Well, let's be blunt about it. I guess I was born in 51, so at that time we were a Studebaker dealer.
Oh, wow.
And we had a Studebaker service truck that was about a 1947, and that would be my first memory of the automobile and truck business there.
Wow. But before that, the Zimmerman name was on carriages and sleighs?
The origination was Calvin Zimmerman in 1889 in Seven Points, Pennsylvania. And in 1913, he moved his business into the metropolis of Sunbury. And in 1916, he stepped it up and built the current building we use for service. So some of what he did over 100 years ago, we're still utilizing today.
Wow. You know, in today's day and age of buyouts and mergers and all that, isn't it great that Zimmerman's is still Zimmerman's?
Well, I give credit to our staff and employees because some of them have served decades after decades with us. We had some employees there over 40 years, some currently over 30 years, many over 20 years. You know, if we're all in the same mission and we're all committed to the same thing, it works out well.
Wow. It certainly does. I moved here in 1982, right out of college, to take a radio job on a music station called WKOK. It is now news radio. One of my earliest memories was Bob Zimmerman coming in with Holly and Troy to record the commercials. Does anybody, I'm sure people still say, tell them Holly sent you. And then tell them Troy sent you. And now these years later, look at Troy. He kind of growed up on us, didn't he?
30 years later, I'm back recording the TV or the radio spots.
Yeah, very, very cool. What do you think? I mean, your name's Zimmerman. You're moving on with the Zimmerman tradition. It's got to feel like special. This was my dad's. This was my grandfather's and such and such.
Oh, there's definitely a lot of pride to that. It's something that I've been around my whole life. I've been fortunate that my father and my grandfather and his father and, you know, above him being the fifth generation, that is something that I've been able to see them work hard. And it's something that my whole time growing up, it's what I wanted to do. It's what I wanted to be involved with. And I appreciate all the work and guidance that they gave to me that leads me to, you know, what I'm trying to do now is build on what we've done and continue it.
Wow. Well, let's have a party this weekend, guys. Let's start it tomorrow with a car show, right?
Yes, tomorrow evening, Friday the 14th, starting at 4 p.m. at our sales building, 1435 Market Street. We're going to have a car show. Some people have already pre-registered. You can register the day of the event. You can find a flyer on our Facebook page. But we're open it to all makes and models. It doesn't have to be Mopar specific. We just want to have a great turnout of people bringing their cars, as well as people coming, seeing the event, and enjoying some time together in the community. And all proceeds from both the registration and some food that we're having out are going to go to the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. So wow. We're excited to help support them as well.
Community service, always real big with the Zimmerman family. That's great. I'm a sucker for a car show, too. I'll be there. And then Saturday, the big 130-year party. 130 years. This is great. So much going on there as well. A day to celebrate Zimmerman Motors, which is now Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Did I get it all right?
You did. You did. Thank you. Yeah, we have a lot going on. We've been planning for it for months, and we've been blessed from above with beautiful weather coming. So although today might have a little rain, but tomorrow for the car show, we're going to be promised some sunshine. And for Saturday, sunshine as well. And the music group Kinsey's going to be there. So they have quite a following, and we're glad that they were having the date available for us when we called them a couple months ago to get on their list. But we have about a half a dozen food vendors coming as well. And we have activities for kids and stuff to make it a true block party.
And chance to win some prizes, too, and celebrate 130 years of Zimmerman's. One last thing before I let you go, guys. I love the phrase, and Troy, you use it a lot, the Zimmerman's difference. What do you mean by that?
It all goes back to our mission of trying to serve our customers and give them the expectation of what they want. And that's what we try to do. The Zimmerman difference, we try to say we're not trying to be a typical place that is going to be high pressure, that's going to make them feel like they're just a number. You know, we try to treat our employees as if they're our family, and we try to get them to treat customers as friends. So
perfect. 130 years of Zimmerman Motors, and we'll start the celebration tomorrow with the car show and continue Saturday with the party. Guys, congratulations and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us on the show.
Thank you.
94KX. Yeah, John Mayer is John Mayer, right? That guy can still play a mean guitar. News coming up next. Oh, what was that? Did you feel that earthquake? I didn't feel anything last night.
Me neither. I was sound asleep.
In the news today, the earthquake near Mifflin Town, a 3.4 at about 9 o'clock last night. It was felt as far as Sunbury, but I didn't feel a thing.
Yeah, I didn't feel a thing either.
All right. So, you know, if you did, give us a call. The Ford Fun Line, always open. But if you look at how they felt it in Juniata County, it's just kind of funny that Cleveland would be connected with Juniata County. It's like you got Cleveland, and then you got Juniata County. And somehow underground, miles under the Earth's surface, they are connected.
It is amazing.
Do you think there's a chance they'll ever move the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to Mifflin Town?
Probably not.
94KX, Tom and Laurie in the morning all week long. Tom Morgan holding down the fort or the boat. No, Laura's holding down the boat. Live from Bermuda. Hello?
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
What's going on, Matt? I miss you guys. Just calling to check in. It's day number 5, technically, but it's our second full day on the island. And today, a group of us is renting mopeds.
Oh, no.
Scooters, motorized scooters, and we are going to drive the entire island. It sounds simple, except in Bermuda, they drive on the other side of the road.
Oh.
So instead of driving on the right, we are going to be driving on the left.
Be left-handed.
I don't know if my poor hubby Keith is up to the challenge. We're probably going to switch on and off. I'll let you know if the marriage is still intact.
No.
Yeah, send pictures, please, too, and video.
But yeah, we're going to drive on the left-hand side of the road today, explore everything that Bermuda has to offer, and essentially beach hop. Apparently, every beach on the island is different, and you can snorkel right off of the shore. So that's the game plan. We're having lots of fun in the sun. The weather has been perfect. And the KX crew here on board the Norwegian Escape, all thanks to Liberty Travel, of course. Thank you, Trudy. We are having the best time. Is having a blast. So hopefully you guys are having a great week back in Central PA. I love you guys. I miss you. And I'll let you know if I survive driving a full day.
I can't wait to hear.
On the wrong side of the highway.
You'll be fine.
All right. Catch you guys later. Have a good Thursday.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. All right. She'll do fine with that.
It's
a lot of fun. And the whole crew. I got a text message a little while ago that said, as far as when we were talking about the partying that goes on that boat, my buddy Brian said, Laura's a coal region girl. It kind of goes without saying that she's up partying all night. There you go. And some
That's
of our
true.
Listeners who have gone on cruises in the past with this radio group
yes.
have some interesting stories.
That's right. So Robin messaged us on the 94KX Facebook page, and she says, I was on a cruise to Bermuda in 2017, and while playing on the beach, I lost my dentures. Oh, man, that's a problem. She says it wasn't funny at the time, but it is now. And I would pretty much agree with that.
Wow. I bet you she didn't have much to say the rest of that vacation.
No, definitely not.
Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work with Late Night TV.
A Florida couple has posted a gender reveal video of themselves using an alligator to pop a balloon that revealed the sex of their 10th child. And the craziest part of that story to me is how psyched they are about a 10th child. If I had 10 children, I think I'd be using the alligator to get it back down to 4.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX on the way to work. So much going on this weekend, including that big Seals baseball game tomorrow afternoon. We'll talk about that coming up. But it was supposed to be on Mother's Day, and it got rained out. Now it's going to be on Father's Day. I think this is a cool idea what they're doing in Lewisburg. They're going to block off River Road and just make it like do whatever you want on there, skateboard or that's kind of a neat idea.
Yeah, they've been doing this, I think, for a couple of years now. So, yeah, this is fun. Walk it, you can just bike, you
jog
can
it,
skateboard,
whatever.
Chalk, yeah. Whatever you want. It's just kind of a free go, nice leisurely Sunday afternoon. Hopefully the weather cooperates, but if not, it'll be next Saturday the 22nd, but hopefully we'll have good weather and the rain will hold off.
I think they might get it in this time since they postponed it from Mother's Day. Details coming up with the news and the sports and the AccuWeather. So it got me thinking, Matt, maybe we should close the entire borough of Northumberland. Just put orange cones across the entire, and then just make it a giant skateboard park for like maybe until they open it up for pine.
You know what? You could make some courses out of that with what we've got going on right now.
Yeah, we drive through it every morning.
Exactly
about 5
right. Yes.
Now, I know there's reason for it. Maybe they're curing the cement or maybe they're getting ready to pave or whatever. But it seems like every day the cones are like going in another direction. It's like, oh, now we're going to sway left.
Especially when you go through the underpass.
Yeah, it says lane shift.
Right, because beginning of the week, you were going on the right side, but now you're back on the left side. It switched over like middle of this week.
Let's just close it off. I want to like skateboard through that. Trust me, I haven't skateboarded in about 30 years. Or maybe do a little stunt cycle.
I tried it once. It didn't go too well.
So you don't think it would go well in the borough?
Yeah, I don't think so.
News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, getting you ready for Flashback Friday, right, with Pat Benatar. It's all good. Hit me with your best shot. Best wishes to the Sealands Grove Seals high school baseball team. Going for the PIAA Class Quad A state championship tomorrow at State College. You know, as a high school kid, it's probably going to feel so good to step onto the field there at Lebrano Park, Medler Field there. That's where the State College Spikes play. That's where Penn State plays. You know, so for a high school kid, that's got to be a rush. Good luck to the Seals. I'm pulling for you guys as they take on the Beaver Bobcats from the western part of the state. For those of you not familiar with high school sports, that's the way it works. The eastern part of the state always battles the western part of the state, and they narrow down the brackets until there are two teams left, and then they play each other. So it's pretty cool. So for Sealands Grove to really beat Hamburg a few days ago, that was a big win, because I'm sure they weren't picked to win, and they did. And so they are the finalist in the East, playing the Beaver Bobcats in the West. You can hear it on Eagle 107, our sister station. They are your home for Sealands Grove sports. So whenever there's something going on, you know they're going to be on Eagle. Or for you people going to the game, just listen on the Sunbury Broadcasting app. Baseball, Ray. If you build it, they will come. They will most definitely will come. Love baseball. You know, it wasn't until I became an adult that I found out that my that my dad was an amazing baseball player. Now, he coached Little League, but he never coached me. He did have the chance to coach my little brother. But for somehow, I got moved up and moved around like they do so in baseball. And then if you were with us earlier this morning, I told the story about how I wanted to play baseball for my high school. But back then, they wouldn't let you play more than one sport. I probably could have been the original Bo Jackson. I chose to run track instead. And so I played city baseball. And when I was playing city baseball, when my name would come up, people would be like, is your dad named Tom too? Or is he Donnie? I'd be like, no, my dad is Tom and my godfather's Donnie. And they'd say, there's two great baseball players. So I asked my dad once, Pop, are you a great baseball player? I was okay. But to be a high school kid from Selins Grove and to be stepping onto that field in State College, man, I'm envious of the adrenaline rush.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Sean Carey's on the way next.
Hey, boys.
Matt, the news guy, is here. Kevin's here. All of a sudden, it's Sports Talk 94. We're getting way out of control here.
We're all just pumped for Selins Grove tomorrow.
Yeah, we are. We are absolutely pumped up for this game tomorrow.
Which has prompted other discussion that we don't need to get into right now.
Yeah, I just got...
That's for the after show.
Yeah, that's right.
Or for after the Seals big victory tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
There we go.
Yes.
Let's all be on the Steve Jones show and talk about it.
Well, speaking of that, the Seals baseball coach was on with Steve yesterday. If you didn't get a chance to hear it, you can download the Steve Jones Show podcast.
There we go.
Get that on iTunes, Apple Podcast app, Google Play, search Steve Jones Show.
There it is. Now, how does Sean Carey concentrate on doing a radio show tomorrow when the Seals are playing on Eagle 107? That's
multitask.
You can do it. If anybody can do it, he can do it.
You may hear quite a few songs between after 1:30 tomorrow. A lot of, you know, like...
Ten minute
song plus, like flashback Friday afternoon, like Peter Frampton's Do You Feel Like We Do?
14 minutes right there.
Elton John's Funeral for a Friend, Love Lies Bleeding, that's 10 minutes.
Wow, and if he reaches for Inagata DeVita, you know.
17 minutes.
Hey, Jude.
You know the name is good. Yeah. The game is real good. Sean Carey's on the way next.